Some people want security to help maintain their inner peace. And they gathered at a recent trade show on Homeland Security, showing off the latest gadgets to fight crime, terrorism, and other sources of bad karma. NPR's Neva Grant couldn't resist going to look.
Tell me again what this is called.
This is called the Potomac Emergency Escape Mask. The particle filter takes care of the biological agents, and inside is the activated charcoal that takes care of the chemical agents. One size fits all. We also have the mask available in black for law enforcement agencies. We've been very successful with it, especially in the D.C. area and New York City.
We're looking at some very sturdy file cabinets here.
That is correct. The newest product is what we call an access control file. You present your finger to a fingerprint reader at the file cabinet, and it determines your level of access. So an administrator can look and see who's been into the file.
Basically what this is, it's a relatively new method of weaving chain link fence. And Homeland Security is beefing up the security, whether it be at utilities, at Navy or Army bases. And the first line of defense is that fence.
So it locks that manhole cover down, so only the people that own that manhole cover have access to the key.
We manufacture a blast mitigation product called Scotchio.
So this is a film that goes on the window.
Correct. It prevents flying shards of glass in case of an explosion.
They appear to be ordinary trash receptacles that you would find in an airport, a mall, or a stadium. However, they've been designed to protect from pipe bombs and explosive devices dropped inside the trash receptacle by a terrorist.
Who is buying these trash cans?
This information I cannot disclose.
How much does one cost?
They range in price from $1,600 to $3,300.
Right. And how's business on this thing?
Excellent.
It's good. Business is good.
Business is good.
Business is good. And we can always look to do better business because we're out there trying to help the people stay secure.
The voices of vendors at an expo on Homeland Security at the Convention Center right here in Washington, D.C.